Welcome to Beginner's Guide to One Piece, Episode 30, Anime Episode 22. I'm your host, Golios. With me, Barker, Bones, and Eisenhoft. And Barker, who is a beginner to the series, will be our guide. Barker, what happened in Episode 22?
Episode 22 was titled, The Greatest Pirate Fleet, Captain Don Krieg. And once again, we begin on the floating restaurant. And our heroes are all assembled there. We've also introduced Sanji, the cook, as well as his boss, Chef Zeff, and a very large, boisterous cook named Patty. And all these characters going to come into play because a ship comes out of the fog in the distance, and everyone is terrified when they see that it is a monstrous galleon, a gigantic sailing ship that is the captain's ship of Captain Don Krieg of the Krieg Pirates. And so everybody is freaking out. And the ship looks like it's been through a big battle. Looks got holes in the sides of it. They don't know what's going on. And they see, you know, up on the deck, they see the silhouette, the ominous silhouette of Captain Don Krieg. And so he is walking his way into the restaurant, and everyone is terrified. The other cooks are giving Patty a hard time because he had said that, you know, he wasn't worried about them showing up. And the doors open, and Don Krieg enters, and he is a giant of a man, but he is incredibly weak. He is being held up by his crewmen, who we met in the last episode. Is it Geen? I think it's Geen. And the Captain Don Krieg is in a similar state to what Geen was in the last episode. He is starving. And so he is begging, actually. He's very hoarse and weak, and he is pleading for them to give him some food. And Geen is saying he's going to die very soon if he doesn't get something to eat. And the great captain collapses to the floor and is begging. And Geen is saying, please don't lower yourself by begging this way. But he's like, please, I won't hurt anyone. Because, of course, everybody's like, oh my gosh, don't feed this guy. And the one person who will, apparently, is Sanji, who is going to get him some food. All the other cooks are, you know, like pointing swords at him and like, no, don't do it. You know? And he's like, I'm a cook. It's just what I do. You know, if someone is hungry, I have to feed them. It's like his code. So he does actually, give Captain Krieg, who promises that he'll just go away and leave them alone if he can only have something to eat. And so, Don Krieg eats like a rabid wild beast, just shoveling food into his mouth, and it works really quick. Actually, very quickly he becomes quite restored. I guess that's the way food works in this alternate universe. It would take me a while to recover, I think, but nonetheless, Don Krieg stands up and immediately reveals his true colors. That yes, he is going to be just as mean as he was in the first, beforehand. And he demands that the cooks prepare 100 meals to be delivered out to his ship because all of his men are all starving and dehydrated. And, you know, he reveals that he's just as bad as they thought he was. So, Patty decides that he's all that, and he's going to actually repel Krieg. Oh, and by the way, Gein is actually devastated by this. He believed his captain when Don Krieg said that he would not do anything bad. If they would just feed him, he would be on his way. So Gein feels pretty betrayed. Anyway, so Patty has this amazing gun, this weapon that looks like, I don't know, some kind of cross between a fish and a shrimp, and he refers to it, the translation is syrup meatball. I'm not sure how that relates to the gun that he fires, but he fires this gun that's so powerful that, like, boom, smoke just billows out the whole restaurant from every window and door. But when the smoke clears, Krieg is standing there untouched, unhurt. And now his cape is thrown off, and we see that he is, like, armored up. He has this gold and shining armor, big shoulder plates and chest plate, and he's got this gauntlet, this golden gauntlet that has diamonds built into the back of it. And he's like, you know, no one can stop me with all my armor and my weapons and my gauntlet diamond thing. And he, like, his shoulder pads open up, and these guns come out, and bam, 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 just shooting everybody up. And then it closes all up, and he's like, do what I say, or, you know, or everybody's going to die. And I know it ends on a cliffhanger, but I don't actually remember what the cliffhanger is. As far as I remember, is they are at Don Krieg's mercy. Oh, yes, that's right. The cliffhanger of the end is the arrival of Chef Zeff with the meals. And we see that Don Krieg recognizes Zeff, and that it gives him pause to see the Chef Zeff. So there is some sort of history between them that is hinted at.
Who is Don Krieg?
Captain Don Krieg is the leader of the fleet of Krieg pirates. Here we see him in his long coat with white shoulder pads. He has gray hair and gray sideburns. He wears, in this scene, a bandage around his forehead. He has an orange vest and wears a mighty chain around his neck. Underneath the coat is some amazing golden armor that protects Captain Krieg. Captain Krieg first presents as very weak and humble, but this is a ruse. As soon as he is able to eat and restore his strength, he reveals himself to be just like his reputation, that he is a terrible, terrifying pirate captain.
What was the setting in this episode?
This episode took place primarily on the Barati, the floating restaurant, inside and on the deck, with also a brief amount of time spent on the deck and outside of the pirate ship belonging to Captain Krieg. Yes, that was the deck of the Going Merry, I believe.
What was the combat in this episode?
The combat was primarily guns, weapons. There was a brief moment where the cooks all pulled spears and cutlasses and halberds on Sanji, but no actual fighting was done there. Patty used his syrup meatball gun to fire some sort of incredibly powerful projectile that exploded and caused all the windows to blow smoke out of the restaurant, but did not damage Captain Krieg, because it was revealed that he has incredible armor. In turn, Krieg opened up his armor, deploying guns all along his sides and his shoulders, and opened fire on the cooks, wounding a great many of them.
Ah, very good. Do we have any last thoughts on this episode?
I am intrigued to see what the backstory is between Zeph and Don Krieg.
Aha, very good indeed. And so this will conclude, indeed, our impressions and guide on anime episode 22. Thank you for listening. We'll see you next time on Beginner's Guide to One Piece. Yarr!